So I call to order the 1,681st plenary meeting of the Conference on Disarmament. Welcome to all of you. Excellencies, dear delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in the meeting today. Before we are starting our meeting, it's my pleasure to welcome Ms. Tatiana Valovaya as the Secretary General of the Conference on Disarmament. Thank you very much, Madam, for attending the plenary meeting this morning. It is my pleasure to welcome all of you here, and it is the first meeting after the summer break, and therefore I hope that you all enjoyed a pleasant time of rest and recovery, and wherever you have spent the last weeks, I'm indeed glad that you all have found your way back to Geneva instead of traveling to Vienna, as we know there is at the moment another important meeting taking place within the first PrepCom of the NPT. However, this is certainly a challenge, but I'm convinced that we have very substantive issues to be discussed here in Geneva as well. Excellencies, colleagues, I shared the plans of the German presidency before the summer break, and I can tell you that they remain so far broadly unchanged. So that means after today's plenary on artificial intelligence in the military domain, we will continue our work next week with an exchange of the disarmament elements of the policy brief on the new agenda on 8th of August. And the 10th of August, we will then hear from young researchers and scientists their views on agenda item 1 and agenda item 2. That means the cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament and prevention of nuclear war, including all related matters. This is indeed the panel discussion we initially planned for the 28th of June, and I'm grateful to the Secretariat making it possible to move this meeting in its integrity to next week. In the last week, we will then have a plenary on nuclear disarmament verification under agenda item 1 with the participation of the chair of the GGE on nuclear disarmament verification, Jørn Osmundsen, and specialists from France and Germany introducing the French-German nuclear disarmament verification exercise. Finally, we will have a plenary meeting on the improvement of the effective functioning of the CD on the 17th of August. We will share the discussions of the French-German retreat organized by UNIDIR in Montreux, providing an opportunity for those not present at the retreat to get informed and to share views on possible further work on this issue within this conference. So one change, unfortunately, our plan to have the chair of the first NPT PrepCom with us for a last plenary on 18th of August turns out not to be possible. So this is to inform you that there will be no meeting on the 18th of August. One word regarding the observer candidates. I plan to meet with them again on the 9th of August to keep them updated regarding our work and the current situation. However, I had to realize so far that the situation remains unfortunately unchanged, and I see little perspectives to solve this issue during the 2023 session this year. With this, I now would like to turn to our plenary today, devoted to artificial intelligence in the military domain. I think artificial intelligence is influencing and changing our world fundamentally, in all domains and is representing certainly an emerging challenge to arms control and disarmament too, thus having direct repercussions to our work in this conference. AI and its potential opportunities and challenges is and will remain a cross-cutting issue in our discussions here and touching on almost all of the agenda items of our agenda. However, yesterday evening, I've received a request by the coordinator of the group of 21 asking today's plenary being held in an informal mode. I had discussed this with the respective member of the group, looking for a compromise, allowing the panelists to still address the conference in this informal, in this formal setting. However, unfortunately, there seems to be no consensus achievable on that, so that I have decided to turn this meeting right away into an informal meeting, allowing us to hear from the panelists and also give all of us the possibility to exchange on this topic in a more open and free manner. So this means that, as I understand, we will have to adjourn the meeting for several minutes for the necessary technical changes before resuming our plenary again in a in an informal mode. But I see the delegate of the Russian Federation asking for the floor. So please, sir, you have the floor.